my God, that is amazing. It really is. I'll be darned. Yeah, I spent time in the Navy, 59 to 62. We were not at war. We couldn't find anybody to fight. 11 days after I got out, the Cuban Missile Crisis. In fact, yesterday, what's today? Well, Thursday. Thursday? No, Friday. Yesterday was, I got out of the Navy 62 years ago. 62 years, I am old. Anyway, I've been to Italy, two med cruises in the Navy, wonderful. I've been from Augusta Bay in Sicily all the way up to Portofino in Italy. Took every tour I could get my hands on, no matter where we went. They were only $5. Oh, is that beautiful. Seen a lot, learned a lot. But that, your story is amazing.
Walt, I tell you, I couldn't make it up. When I was a kid in the grammar school, let me step back. My dad was in the Second World War in Africa and in Italy. At the end of the war, he worked in a city called Florence in a hospital, transporting medical supplies. Okay. He met my mom, who was a nurse. Long story short, he comes back to the States. He sends for her. They get married. I'm in elementary school. My mom takes my brother and I to Italy, to the same town, Lama Monconio. At the time, my grandfather was alive, two uncles, two aunts. Spent a month there. It was terrific. One of my jobs was with a company called Food Lion. It's a retail grocery store here. They're owned by a Belgian outfit. Yeah, after I got canned, when the company we moved down here for got closed up, I had no work for like 9 months. I took a job about an hour and a half away. And it's for this Food Lion, the parent of Food Lion. I get interviewed by a couple guys from Brussels. The dough was about half of what I was making before, but we needed money to live. So they said to me, Pete, they want me to come to Brussels. I said, yeah, sure, like it ain't going to happen. Ended up working for the company for 5 years. I go to Belgium once. 1 to 2 weeks a month. We did that for 5 years. Then they want us to move to Belgium. The wife says, no. Okay. I leave there. Now, this is good fortune because 4 years after I quit, or got canned, because they replaced the job in Belgium with a Belgian native, the company got acquired by a Netherlands company. And all the people in the Belgium headquarters got canned, so, you know, that played out good. But, I took the family to Europe a few times. One time we went to Italy and spent some time in Lama, which was good. At the time, I had two aunts who were alive. Their husbands passed away. They had no children. And so, that was probably 6-7 years ago. They passed, and then, as I said, I stumbled on this guy. His name is Mirko. He's like in his 22 or so, and he's related to us. You know, real small world.